So what we just did, the procession to the creche, is a tradition that we hold here at St. Andrew's. And it's also, though it's not done at every church, it's done at churches all over the world tonight. So there are all over the world, there are folks that are processing to a creche like this, and they are putting figures in it, and they're blessing it, and they're reflecting on the story of the Nativity. And just in case you're wondering, so that word, creche, is not a word that we use all the time. In fact, it's a word that if you're familiar with the children's stories, Fancy Nancy, it's a fancy word, creche. So creche is a word that comes from a French word that means basically a food trough for animals. And a word that we also have for food troughs for animals is manger. And creche, because it's associated with the manger and with the place where Jesus was laid, has come to mean the whole scene around where Jesus was born. And so that the nativity scene. So and if Fancy Nancy was to explain it, we would say the creche is just a fancy word for a display of Jesus' birthday. But before we came up here, immediately before we came up here, we heard the story of Jesus' birth as recorded in Luke's gospel almost 2,000 years ago. And we heard about how there was a woman, Mary, and a man, Joseph, and how they came all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem while she was very pregnant. And so Nazareth to Bethlehem is about the same distance as going from Greenville to Columbia, except that there weren't interstates or cars back then. So it was much more of a trip for somebody to make when they were very pregnant. But they came from Nazareth to Bethlehem, and then when they got to Bethlehem, there was no room in the inn. And so instead of sleeping in a room in an inn, in a place that's regularly reserved for people to sleep in, they ended up staying in a place that was set aside for animals. And so that's why the creche is like a barn or a stable, because that's where Jesus ended up being born, and he got laid in a food trough for animals. So that's what a manger is. Although they swaddled him in cloth before they did that, they put him in a manger or a food trough for animals. And then, after all that happened, the angels went out into the fields, and they found some local farmers who were just out in the field through the night, basically taking care of their animals, their sheep. And the angels said to those shepherds, "We have good news of great joy. Tonight a Savior has been born for the entire world." And so they asked the shepherds to come and see this amazing thing that was happening in Bethlehem. And one of the things about this whole story is that most of us have heard it, you know, hundreds of times, dozens of times. Maybe y'all haven't heard it hundreds of times, but you've heard it many times throughout your life. And so it's not as surprising when you hear it, but you think about it, God became a baby, and that baby was born in a stable and was put, its first bed was a food trough. And so it's just a very surprising thing. And it teaches us, that surprising nature of it teaches us about God. It teaches us about God's love, that God loved all of us so much that God wanted to become a baby and let himself be vulnerable as a baby. So God became a baby that had to be taken care of by a man and a woman, Mary and Joseph. And he did this so that he could walk among us and be like us and understand us, and we could understand him better. And so that's God became man, or became a baby, so that he could then grow up into a man named Jesus and teach us more and more about God's love. And those teachings that Jesus did are what we learn about all year round in church. But tonight, we celebrate the surprising way in which he was born, and the surprising way in which God sought to share his love and his peace with the world. And we also remember tonight that as we gather with family and friends and we have gifts and time together, that all of this is about celebrating that gift of love. and the surprise of God's peace in a manger.